Welcome back to the Business of Government Magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. In this edition of Insights, we introduce you to Colonel Donald Dellinger, Deployment Director of the National Guard Joint Continuous Process Improvement Initiative on shaping the future of the National Guard Bureau.
The mission of the National Guard Bureau is to participate with the Army and Air Force staffs in programs pertaining to the National Guard. And we also work with the states and the adjutants generals with the 54 states and territories to assist in maintaining and developing the National Guard for the future missions and roles that we give into the Guard. The Joint CPI Office was established in 2009 by General McKinley, and the purpose was to assist in maintaining mission and ready forces by removing waste and non-value activities. The mission of the National Guard Bureau Joint Process Improvement Office is to create a culture of continuous improvement by deploying tools, training, and mentoring soldiers and airmen throughout the National Guard. And in my duties and responsibilities, the main one is just overseeing the entire program from cradle to grave. So basically, we take from change management to training to mentoring and coaching to project completion. So the whole gamut and all the mechanics of having a successful continuous process improvement deployment within an organization.
Colonel Dellinger identifies some of the key challenges he faces in his role and what he's done to overcome them.
I would probably say the top issue that we're challenged, that we're facing right now, is influencing culture change at the top. The real culture change comes from people in senior leadership positions who are kind of set and used to the way of doing business and don't necessarily gravitate to new ways of doing things, especially when they're focused on the mission right at hand and they looking at the investment and not really knowing how well it's going to work. And so to address that, my main job as the deployment director, the CPI director, is to go have those senior leader engagements and educate the senior leadership on what continuous process improvement is about and how Lean Six Sigma can help them achieve their goals and objectives that's nested within their strategy. The second one is how to sustain the effort. So the chief of the National Guard Bureau does not have direct command and control over those individuals or those states or organizations to be able to direct them to implement continuous process improvement. He can only recommend and provide resources for them to execute if they so see that it would assist them. And so sustaining the effort is very difficult because you have change in leadership. And so ensuring that you have a viable training pipeline, a sustaining new leaders coming in so that when the old leaders move out, that you have provided a lifeline, so to speak, of the growth and the continued use of Lean Six Sigma and that thought process throughout. The other piece that we have is my office is just kind of an advisory role. There's no direct command and control over the execution of the program. So although we know best practices and the things that would help facilitate a successful continuous process improvement deployment, we can only advise since we do not execute. And so trying to overcome those obstacles takes a lot of personal meetings and relationship building to overcome that.
Dellinger understands that the success of his efforts is not an end in itself. Rather, it's an opportunity to start something new.
Well, I think change management is the real key to what we're talking about here. The methodology is sound. The real question is, how do you get leaders to buy into the methodology to be able to execute it the way it needs to be executed to receive those benefits? I think it's a continuous dialogue, continuous education, having a really robust strategic communication plans to be able to highlight your success stories and proof of principle. I think once you have that proof of principle, it's hard to deny the results or the potential of what can be achieved. But I think that continuous communication, the continuous beating of the drum of how important it is and how it's going to help the organization, then communicating those successes is very important and are very critical. And so I think adding value is the most important thing and how quickly you do that. And so without that change management aspect, you're looking at a problem-solving methodology that may benefit a little bit of the organization, but it's not going to have the power or really improve the organization to the extent in which it can.
As we close this edition of the Business of Government magazine, I invite you to read our latest forum on leading in the era of complex challenges. History is replete with evidence that complex or so-called wicked problems shun large, expansive solutions. By their very nature, these types of challenges are hard to define. What we can glean from it all is that we need smart approaches that take seriously the context of a problem and the realities of the day. Problems are rarely solved so much as they are alleviated, superseded, or transformed. Our Fall-Winter 2011 forum highlights two recent IBM Center reports, that offer lessons on how to tackle complex challenges, as well as the role transformational leadership can play in seizing the opportunities these challenges present to today's government leaders. You may order or download a free copy of the latest edition of the Business of Government magazine at businessofgovernment.org and find out how the business of government is not business as usual. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.